About to do it like this, about to do it like this.
Easter's here, everyone.
Saturday, March 25th, Lighthouse Christian Church will be hosting our second annual Easter extravaganza. Join us at Lighthouse for a day of fun for the whole family. There will be games for all ages, inflatables for the kids, and great food for the entire family. There's going to be tons of fun and prizes for everyone. Oh, wait. Did we say lots of candy? There's going to be so much candy.
The event's located at our church at 1250 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Florida. So mark your calendars now for March the 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Lighthouse Easter Extravaganza is almost here. We hope to see you there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin, from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Okay, but you know what? I want to talk to you today a little bit about prayer. You know, I had somebody approach me last week, and she was like, you know, Pastor, we don't really pray for our country enough at church. And I was like, you know, you're right. We don't necessarily pray at all enough at the church. I think we need to, as Christians, be in a position where we recognize and understand that, you know, God's calling us into prayer in these last days especially. But prayer is a strange thing. You guys realize that? Because in prayer, many times we are talking to someone that we know spiritually is there, but they're not there. You know what I mean? And when you talk to people when they're not there, what does the world think you're? They think you're crazy. Okay, so there's some dynamics that we have to kind of explore here. But, you know, prayer is talking to God. You know what I mean? We can overcomplicate it. We can turn it into, I mean, I could preach probably for months on prayer and what to do and not to do. But ultimately, you know, we have got to understand that prayer is simply having a relationship with God. Just saying, hey, God, how's it going? Now, when's the last time you just said, hey, God, how's it going? Think about it. So many times we get busy, don't we? We're running around. And so I really want to just take a moment and talk about prayer, because there are people out there in the world, they're praying to some crazy stuff. Okay? You know, prayer is misused, it's misguided. The enemy has taken prayer and he has shifted it towards other things, towards false gods and other things that you can pray to. Do you know people pray to little statues? In the world, in general, people are praying to little wooden statues, little carvings, little stuff, you know. They're called idols, false idols, but people pray to them. Think about it. Oh, wait, I didn't do my intro, did I? I saw Garrett in the back. Come up, real quick, hold on, we got to do this. I jumped right into the message. Come up, Garrett, and is Braden? Yeah, come on up. I'm so sorry, man, I just got so excited about jumping into this. So, guys, listen, we've got a couple of things that I want to reiterate. I could have done it at the end, but it's easier to just break away and do it now. Everybody say, we're going to stop praying for a second. And we're going to do it. So, these guys are our new parking lot team guys, okay? So everybody say amen. We need some parking lot assistance, right? But I'm bringing them up. I'm bringing them up because I need you to listen to them. I need you to take direction from these guys. We're going to try to eliminate some of the pitfalls in the parking lot. How many guys know that their parking lot's been, for lack of a better word, it's been pretty intense lately? Okay, so first thing we're going to do is implement these guys, and they're going to help you park in a manner that does not leave 8-foot gaps that cars can't fit in the parking lot. We're going to get you as close as we can without door dinging everybody, right? And but the next thing is we're going to create a flow through the parking lot. So we're going to ask everybody to come in this way and go out over here. You're going to go all the way around through the back lot and over in, and then go out when we leave over to this direction so that we're not double crossing traffic and people are trying to back in, back out, and then we get a line over here where everyone's trying to back out. We're going to push everybody around and send them out that way, and it went pretty good first service. So overall, I think you'll find that it's way better. So can we just say amen? We're going to listen to these guys. All right, they're going to help us. So thank you guys for that. And then the next thing that I forgot to share is with the Easter extravaganza. This is an all hands on deck event, man. I need everybody to sign up today. This event's in 2 weeks. We need people here, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. I need every person on the property we can get. We're going to give away probably 400 or more meals to our community. We're going to have pulled pork sandwiches, hot dogs, chips, and a drink. It's all going to be for donation only. It can be free if people don't have the money. So invite your friends, anyone you've been trying to get to church that has kids. We're going to have 7 bounce houses, 20 different game stations, and I'm going to actually head up a kids' little event in the bubble. It's with a 30-minute time of just fun and games, and it's going to be great. But I need every bit of help I can get. So we're going to need setup help. We're going to need teardown help. We're going to need people to, just run the game stations. And then try this with me. Say, hey, stop that. Everybody say that. Okay. Who was able to do that? Raise your hand. Okay, you can run a bounce house. Hey, stop that. Cut it out. There you go, man. We're putting you on the obstacle course. Okay, but anyway, we're going to have a blast. It's a great time. We hope you can come and be a part of that. Now, back to prayer. We said prayer is a strange thing, right? Talking to someone you don't know will make you look crazy sometimes. But guess what? We know Jesus. He is there, and he responds. You know, prayer is simply talking to God. You know, I said where people are praying to little idols or praying to false idols. And, some people are praying to Satan himself. You know, some people are praying to Buddha. Some people are praying to the Hindu gods. I've been to India. There's thousands of Hindu gods. I've seen people pray to the ocean out of fear that the ocean was going to bring a tidal wave and wipe them out. You know, so there's so many different aspects to prayer. Some people aren't even praying at all. You got your agnostics and your atheists. At least they're settled in what they're doing. You know, we've got to get a handle on this thing called prayer as Christians, as believers. So I want to talk today about the Christian and his or her prayer life. Anybody say that? Let's learn about prayer. I think you're going to be a little surprised at the direction that I'm going to take this, because we've got a lot of ideas about prayer and what we think prayer is and how we think we should pray. So I'm gonna hit this thing, because it's hard, even as believers, to get to a place in our lives where God is so real. Listen to me. Where God is so real to you that you can talk to him and he talks back. A lot of people can go, yeah, man, I talk to God all the time. You know, I'm usually, taking his name in vain or getting angry with him because he didn't do what I wanted him to do. You know, that's the world's perspective of talking to God. But then on the Christian side, I want to key in on how prayer works and how we can actually have a viable communication with our Creator. Someone say amen. You see, I believe that God put it in all of our DNA, in each and every person on this planet, there's a desire to want to talk to their creator, to want to talk to God, to want to reach out and know who he is and want to experience him. You know, we've got people in the remote villages of Africa and in the Amazon that are out there, and they are praying. Why? They've never seen a Bible. They've never really heard of God, but they've created God themselves. They've made up their own versions because inside of them, there's this longing to have a relationship with our Creator that God put inside of each and every one of us. You've got that desire. So I want to kind of show you how to direct your prayer towards the Lord in your life. Amen? You guys ready for this? Because something inside of each of us has a desire to communicate with God. You know, here's the one thing that I do know about prayer. Prayer will show your dependence on God. Okay, do you depend on God in your life? Or are you self-servant in your ways? Your prayer life is actually what has already determined that. If you don't have a prayer life, you are running in full self-dependence in your world. You are not communicating with God. You're not asking God about anything in your life. If you don't have a prayer life, you're pretty much doing life on your own. Okay? I've done life on my own, and I've been in positions where, you know, I've had a really deep, intimate moment of prayer and times with God where I'm just like, oh, he's right there. And then you ever been through a dry spell? Anybody ever been through a dry spell? You know, when I got sick about 4 years ago now, I spent 6 months in my bedroom on a feeding tube in a hospital bed. And you would think that it would have been the most deep spiritual moments of my life as I was clinging to life and hanging in there, that I would have been talking to God every moment of every day, you know? And I found myself dry in that moment. Now, God was there, don't get me wrong. God brought me through all that. But it was a dry time in my life where I felt like the enemy was just coming into my life and trying to just obliterate me in many ways. And I had to press through that. And I want to show you today that you can press through these things in life in your prayer, with your prayer life as well. You know, when you pray, it shows that we need him. If you're not praying, you're basically saying, God, I don't need you. I got this. That's one of the problems with having money and being rich and everything handed to you. You know, you're like, yeah, I got this, you know, I mean, I don't really need God at this moment. But then when things go bad, then we're all like, please, God, where are you? I need you in my life, right? And it shows that we need him. When we have a prayer life, it's like, God, I want you to be involved in the process of this thing that I call life. So today I want to bring you the idea that we need prayer. Say, I need prayer. We need prayer. If we aren't needing God, we aren't praying. Somebody, you could tweet that. If we aren't needing God, then we're not praying. If you're not praying, you don't need God in your life. And I'm here today to tell you, you need God in your life. So you need to start praying. Well, how do you do that? That's what I want to talk about today, because your prayer life shows your need for God in your life. Do you need him? Then you will pray. Because it's just how it works. That's how it goes. You know, if you're not praying, you don't need him. So, it's pretty intense. You guys got real quiet on that one. All right, everybody take a breath. All right, I took the air out of the room with that statement. You know, the thing is that, you know, when things get bigger and our problems, because we always think we don't need God and we're doing things on our own, we're walking through life, we're not really praying, we're just doing our own thing, and then all of a sudden the problems get bigger than we can handle. And then we pray. that happened to me in 07, you know, when I went, your pastor went bankrupt, man. I lost $1 million in real estate. Somebody say $1 million. I lost my personal house, my van, all my investment of time for 3 years of my life. You know, when the market locked up, man, I had all this investments. I was going to, I was going to have 300 grand in the bank and every one of my house paid for and everything. If I would have sold every property and everything would have worked the way I wanted it to work, I would have had it made. See, there's only one problem with that whole scenario. What put me in bankruptcy is I never bothered to ask God or pray about whether or not I should do that. I just assumed in my own strength, in my own desire, that I'm going to give all this money, I'm going to tithe, I'm going to give all this stuff to God, so it's obviously His will that I go and do all these amazing things because I'm giving Him the money. He should be super happy about it, right? Yeah, that didn't work. You know, I probably should have prayed first. I probably should have allowed God into that scenario because I was like, God, where were you in all that? He was like, I was right there. I told you not to do it here. I told you not to do it here. I told you not to do it here. I even told your wife not to do it. And then when it all went down, you still let the enemy strong arm you into going through with it. And we had all the warning signs and all the flags were there. And we just didn't listen. So that's why it's important. You know, overall, I just hope that today, this isn't a message that's to condemn you for not praying. This is a message to spark a fire in each one of you to begin to seek God more intimately in your life and to begin to develop a whole new direction on a prayer life for your life. So are you ready? So the first scripture that I want to bring up is in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. It says this, rejoice always. Ready? Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Pray without ceasing? How do you do that? What does that mean? You want me to pray without ever stopping? A lot of prayer, isn't it? Well, you see, the problem is we think that means that for every moment of our life, we've got to be down on our knees, we've got to be over beside our bed with our hands bowed down. Lord, I'm so grateful. Hi, how are you, Lord? Oh, I need this, I need that. I just need. You can't go through your life doing that all day. No, totally kidding. That's why a lot of us aren't praying. So that's why I'm going to change all that. You can pray standing up. Yes. Okay, you ready? So how do we pray without ceasing? We allow God to interact with us in every moment. See, it's not about words. It's about interaction. It's about being connected. It's about you and God becoming one. I've been talking to you a lot lately about being in Christ Jesus. You know what I mean? And as we're doing life, you know, we can do life with God. And if I'm doing life with God, then I can still do life without God. I can do life with Him or without Him, then there's an option. And that's where my prayer life breaks down. If I can pray when I'm with Him, and then I don't pray when I'm not with Him, then I'm not in Him. My prayer life, my connection point is not with Him. I am not interacting with Him in every moment. So therefore, I am not praying. So then you can do life not just with God, but what if I'm doing life for God? Well, then I can pray when I'm for God. I can pray for Him. And I can pray for someone else for Him. But if I'm not in Him, then I can choose not to pray for Him in moments as well. So therefore, I'm not praying without ceasing again. So how do you pray without ceasing? You have to get in Christ Jesus. You have to place yourself in Christ. And therefore, you're in a connected interaction with Him continually. And that's what prayer really is. Listen to me. Prayer is when you place yourself in Christ completely and never disconnect from him again. You hearing me, right? So when you do that, it becomes so powerful. Look at Colossians 4:2. Devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. How do you devote yourself to prayer? You put yourself in Christ Jesus. Now I'm totally devoted, hopelessly devoted to you, Jesus. Hopelessly devoted to you. Ooh. Right? You with me? Hopelessly devoted. Never wanting to be without him. Never wanting to be separated from him. Always in connection with him. That's what prayer really is, guys. Prayer is saying that I am fully connected and I will never disconnect from you. Oh, wow. It means you're in a relationship. You in a relationship with anybody you don't talk to? Anybody? You can't be in a relationship and not talk to anyone. Doesn't work. You are interacting with God. That's prayer. You're talking with him. You're mindful of him. Do you realize that you can clean your house with the Lord? Some of y'all need to do that. I need to do that. My wife's like, you need to clean the house with the Lord today. Yesterday, I went surfing with the Lord. You tell? I'm pretty sunburnt. It's like, everyone's like, man, pastor's blood pressure's up. No, I'm sunburnt. It's okay. Here's a really fun one, because God really talks to me a lot here. Do you know you can take a shower with the Lord? If you're in him, he's in you, you're connected with God 100%. You know that God talks to me a lot in the shower. Because he's like, it's the only place I can get you to be still for a minute. So I'm running around everywhere, doing everything, getting everything going. I'm finally like, I did in the shower. I'm like, and God's like, hey. I'm like, whoa. Here for dramatic effect. Hey. All right. I want to issue you a challenge this week. Say, I'm ready to be challenged. All right. You can go for a walk with the Lord. So my challenge to you this week is to take 10 minutes out of your day and just go and take a walk with the Lord and talk to him. By yourself, just you. 10 minutes of your life. Let's start with the 10-minute plan and work our way to every moment of every day, completely, forever, never separated ever again. But you know what? For some of us, that 10 minutes is where we need to start. We need a starting line. So I'm challenging you to go for a walk with God for 10 minutes this week. Amen? Amen. All right. So walking with God involves what? Talking to him. Just as walking with a friend lends itself to conversation, I want you to have a conversation with God. Just you'll know what to say. You know, God desires that we converse with him through prayer. So bring your needs, bring your struggles to him. That's all good. God wants to hear those things. He wants to be a part of that process of your life, but he also wants to be part of the fun times. He wants to be a part of all the other moments as well. It's not just run to God when things get heavy, when things get intense. I'm going to come and I'm going to pray. No, if you're living your life fully and enveloped in the presence of God and you're in Christ Jesus, every moment is a moment with God. And that's what prayer really looks like, guys. It's a life that is fully submerged in his presence, and you are just overshadowed by him in everything that you do. It's not as hard as you think. There's a lot of misconceptions about prayer. Think about this. Let's look at some of the things that Jesus called out about prayer in Scripture, okay? Because many times we're praying wrong. What does that mean? Well, it means you're just not doing life right with the Lord. Okay? You're praying wrong. Matthew 6, 5 through 13, you see, Jesus had to reveal what prayer was not in order to show us what prayer really was. So let's look at a couple things that prayer is not. In Matthew 6, it says, "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites." Say hypocrites. "For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners." Why? "To be seen by others." You see, one thing that prayer is not is something that you do for someone else. Prayer is, we pray for people, don't get me wrong, we lay hands on them, but our prayer life and our prayer time with the Lord is ours. It's an intimate time. It's not for others to see. It's not for others to observe. We'll come and we'll do prayer and we'll all openly pray, but we are actually trying to connect with God as a group or trying to connect with God individually. But it's not so that others can look at you and go, "Oh, look, they pray so good. I could never pray like that, so I'm not going to pray." Well, who's going to tell you?
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the fellowship hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.